A month from today, the moon will slip in front of the sun and block its light. It'll be the first total solar eclipse visible from the United States since 2017, but if you want to see the full show, you'll have to be in the right spot. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Next month, all kinds of places will be hosting eclipse watching parties, like the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas, which plans to hand out viewing glasses shaped like the famous building. Jonathan Hune is a spokesperson for the Alamo Trust. He says past astronomical events have drawn thousands to this historic site.
We're hopeful to have another 5,000 people out in front of the Shrine of Texas Liberty to witness this beautiful celestial event.
But what the Alamo will see is a partial eclipse, where the moon doesn't fully block the sun's light. That's because it's located just outside the so-called Path of Totality, the ribbon of land that stretches from Texas to Maine that will see a total solar eclipse.
We're not in the 100% area of totality. I believe it's like 99.9 something. It's very, very close.
Astronomers say that very, very close isn't anything like the experience of a total solar eclipse. Angela Speck is an astronomer at the University of Texas at San Antonio. She says, consider this. The sun puts out an enormous amount of light.
The sun is about a million times brighter than the full moon.
That means even if almost all of the sun is covered, like a partial eclipse that obscures 99.9%,
that's still 1,000 times more light than the full moon. And so it is still bright. And so even really close to totality, that partial eclipse is not anything like what you get in totality.
In areas that see a total eclipse, the sky gets really dark really fast. The temperature drops, stars come out, beautiful colors appear around the horizon. Michelle Nichols is with the Adler Planetarium in Chicago. She says when the sun is completely blacked out, people can safely take off their protective glasses and view the corona. That's the glowing white ring that's the sun's atmosphere.
People go to see total solar eclipses to get the full experience. 99% will not give you the full experience.
She and other astronomy educators are really stressing this point because this time around, unlike 7 years ago, the Path of Totality goes through a lot more urban areas. Around 32 million people live in the path, and many more live a short distance away. Nichols says in some places, the difference between a partial eclipse and a total one may mean just going across town.
Columbus, Ohio being one. Fort Wayne, Indiana being another one.
One beloved venue for sky watching is the historic Cincinnati Observatory. Anna Heeman is its executive director. She says they initially didn't plan to hold a viewing party since their location will only see a 99.7% partial eclipse.
For the longest time leading up to this eclipse, we had been committed to being closed because totality, if the skies are clear, is within an hour of us.
Eventually, they decided to hold an event, partly because not everyone can travel. Still, she urges people to get into the Path of Totality if at all possible. After all, there won't be another total solar eclipse visible from the contiguous United States for 20 years. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.